Ну вот мы.
So friends, yesterday we were
на прекраснейшем месте.
At a wonderful place of power, the place of Babaji,
где мы имели
where we had the possibility
излиться
to flood the Anahata energy into space and become vast.
И руки там
and the hands
могли
could reach
руки единосущные,
the hands coessential to the spiritual hearts could reach the tops of trees,
птичек, белочек,
birds, squirrels. And today we have come to the students of Babaji of one of his incarnations. This is the place of Yukteswar and Yogananda. Usually Yogananda met us here, later with Yukteswar, and today Yukteswar is alone. You can look at his face, the real face. His face now has size of the half of height of these trees. He is smiling. I think only one portrait of him is left. It was published in the book Autobiography by Yogananda. Now clairvoyants can ascertain that this portrait is fully adequate. But now he is much larger. What kind of place of power is this? What our teachers can teach us here? The tradition that Babaji in India left to Lahiri Mahasaya and then to Yukteswar and Yukteswar to Yogananda. And Yogananda realized the intentions of Babaji on spreading of this meditative technique. On this place we can very easily, after the Raja Yoga course that you have mastered, fully realize that intention of Babaji. The main pranayama of Yogananda's Kriya. So this exercise is called by people. What is pranayama of Yogananda's Kriya? It's work with Chitrini, with the meridian Chitrini, or another name Brahmanadi. It's a meridian that goes at the very back part of the backbone, from the coccyx to the top of the skull, up to Brahmarandra. That is the top window of the Sahasrara chakra. It is one of the most subtle structures of the organism of an embodied human. Брахманади, that is a meridian, an energy channel of a Brahmanic level of subtlety. This is the third Brahmanic manifestation, the third Brahmanic level. Nevertheless, this is a divine level of subtlety. An activation of this meridian is related to the microcosmic orbit. You have worked already, I talked to the junior group, you have worked with the microcosmic orbit, but one has to point out an important detail. The modern schools of Chinese Qigong also work with the microcosmic orbit, but they lost traditions, and this work becomes useless and meaningless. It gives no good. because one can work with microcosmic orbit only after all the chakras have been fully treated, and this work can be fruitful if one doesn't eat killed food. Because what has to be done with microcosmic orbit can be done only at a very high level of subtlety of consciousness. If one eats gross energy food, then it's not possible to reach subtlety. If all chakras are not treated, not purified, not refined, then all the work with microcosmic orbit that is practiced in some of Chinese school of Qigong is non-effective, meaningless work. But we have all chakras treated. In particular, the energy for microcosmic orbit is taken from the two bottom chakras. This energy should go through the Sushumna and Chitrini, and of course this energy should be at very high level of subtlety, and the chakras should be absolutely cleaned, developed, full of energy. That is, after the full course of Raja Yoga, that includes work with chakras. Not full course of Raja Yoga. Full course includes microcosmic orbit and middle meridian. Up to this step, the course of Raja Yoga up to the level with the work with chakras should be mastered. Now we enter that place of power. Its border is here. Enter and feel the change of the state. We enter that condensed stratum of energy that is inherent to Chitrini. And later we will work with that stratum. My body is at the border. I enter and one can feel an abrupt change of the state. One immediately enters the bliss. Not so intensive bliss as yesterday on the third place, but here it's like fragrance of flowers. We enter and we become that fragrance, a state like this. And at this level we have to treat Chitrini. Where the meridian is located, I have said already, and you can read about it in our books. And now we have to exit from the Anahatas back, appear behind the body, and the first thing to do is to clean with fingers of the hands of consciousness, to clean all this meridian from the top down to the coccyx, and later I will tell you what to do next.